Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm always good raw dog in the drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome into The Drive. As we talked about just in the last segment, a big night tonight as the Rockets will be closely watching the draft lottery. They've got a 4%, just below a 4% chance to win the number one pick. We'll see how high they can get, because the higher they can get, there's a small chance, Lloyd. The higher they can get, even if they want to, you know, package that thing, because, you know, again, there's a lot of things. Boy, they've had a lot of first, like, top five, top ten picks right here that they got loaded up on the roster that you're like, boy, they got to turn some of this into a great player here. But that'll be a big one tonight. The Royals and the Astros get started in a series tonight as the Astros are coming out of taking 2 of 3 from the Reds. They'll try to keep that going against the Royals, a pretty hot team as well. After their two-game losing streak, they had won 7 in a row before that. So it should be a fun series here in Houston. By the way, hopefully Akeem Olajuwon, who is supposed to be representing the Rockets tonight for the draft lottery, hopefully he is allowed to get in tonight, and he'll have his credentials. He has his credentials.
He better
allow him to get in, because he knows
he'll. A few things he better do: have some credentials and duck when he walks through the doorways.
That's right, because visual for him not enough anymore. His look, his face, that's not enough.
I'm not sure if that's a dream or not.
Can't let you in. To come up there. He didn't have his credentials. It's just going to be a Rockets basketball, with nobody sitting behind it representing the Rockets if they get that pick. So a lot going on as well, and a lot with the Texans, too. They just had the rookie minicamp that's going on, and this season is getting closer and closer. We'll know the schedule this week as well and how that is positioned, which will be fun to look at also. But, Clint, I look at this, and I know Nico Collins had spoke this weekend at a camp he was doing and really talked about, Clint, the next step for him is in a leadership role. Really taking on a leadership role. And I'm telling you, Clint, I think, and the folks here too, and we'd love to get your opinion and thoughts on this as well. I think that's going to be the next step for this team overall, right? There is no more Laremy Tunsil. He is out of here, a big voice in the locker room, however you look at it, right? Stephon Diggs is gone at this point now, a big voice. I think a guy like a Jimmy Ward's probably role has been diminished a bit. And you know, this is now year 3 and 4 for some of the young core coming in, Clint. And it feels like it is now time for guys like Nico to step forward. CJ, who we've discussed, Derek Stingley, Will Anderson, who we've already heard a lot from this coaching staff about them. It's their time, because now, Clint, it is their team. It's year three. They've been around here. They know the system as well as anybody. And it is now time for them to step through. And D'Amico and Nick, to me, have cleared the way for those guys to step forward. Danielle Hunter is not he's more of a lead by example thing. He's not somebody that you know, Will Anderson has to kind of lay at the feet. I think Azeez Alshire is still there, one of your leaders. But it is a point now, Clint, that these young guys that have been here 3-4 years, that it's their team now. And my thought is, do you feel confident that this group, this young group of core players, you know who they are ready to take over the lead, to lead this team?
I think how you phrase it matters, Ron. I think the young group as a whole, yes. The team, yes. The defense, yes. The offense, no. And that's the scary part here for me is I think the team is going to be a defensive driven team. I think when it all boils down to it, I think you got guys like Jalen Petrie. I think you got guys like Will Anderson. You know, I mean, Derek Stingley from an actions perspective more so than a vocal leader, but still a leader in his own right.
But you need some. But it's time though.
Maybe. I think on the defensive side of the football, and I think as a team, you've got plenty of voices. Now you mix in some of the veterans that you just mentioned. I think you've got plenty of voices that the team is going to be okay. The question mark here with the Houston Texans. And I said this 1,000 times. People snickered when I said it. And I'm telling you, the C.J. Stroud, I want to be your friend and I'll pray for you. That's fine and dandy. But there's going to come a time when he's going to have to be a little different. Right? The Nico Collins, I'll put my nose down and grind and outwork everybody. That's fine and dandy. But there's going to come a time when he needs to be a little bit different. Joe Mixon can't handle it all by himself on the offensive side of the football. And unfortunately for us as fans, we're not going to know what strides have been taken until we see action on the field, adversity on the field, and then you see those guys kind of step up. I'm going to tell you, man, there is a – when Will Anderson walks into a post-game press conference, I mean a post-game – show interview with me and Sean Pendergast in that studio down there. There is a man walks through that door, but there is a different aura. There's a different vibe. There is an it factor. There is a leader in his energy that you immediately feel. It changes the room. If you're having a bad moment or you're tired or the game was long or whatever, when that man walks in the room, there's a smile on your face. You're happy to be there. There's energy. It's a different animal, right? That's the kind of leader that this offense needs.
So I don't mean to put words in your mouth. I see some people texting in. As I said, we talked about this young core. I threw out a few names, right? And the four that come to mind are CJ and Nico on the offensive side of the ball. I didn't even realize I did it like that. But and then Stingley and you know, Will Anderson, Christian Harris was somebody that you thought to be talked about, but, you know, he can't get on the field right now. But those two, like, those four to me, it feels like it is cleared away now for them year three and for some of them year four to take the role of this being their team.
Yep.
This being their team. And it sounds like, I don't want to put words in your mouth. I see some people rolled in talking about Nico. He cannot be a leader if he's not available. He hasn't proven it yet. Tunzel was not a leader. He was a cancer, and I'm glad he's gone. Sure, however you phrase it, I don't think they viewed him as a cancer in there, but I do think he had a lot of say-so in there. But regardless of that, it is cleared. The deck is cleared. It is clear because they want those guys to take over, and it sounds like to me what you're saying is you feel like on one side of the ball that Will Anderson is ready for the defense to be his and the team ultimately to be his, but it doesn't feel like you feel like on the offensive side of the ball with a CJ or Nico that they are ready to take it.
It's not their side. The only pushback I would have to your thought there, Ron, or is it's not a It's not a are you ready. It's either you have it or you don't. And that's the concern for me. Is I don't know. I'm not saying they do or they don't. I'm just telling you, I absolutely know with Will Anderson. I absolutely know from a leadership perspective, maybe not the caliber player, but a leadership perspective, I absolutely feel and see what they're talking about when you're around Jalen Petrie, when you see Jalen.
He's another one.
When you watch them deal with adversity, handle adversity, I mean, Will Anderson should like Will Anderson should be the person that steps to the podium when bad things happen with this team. Like, he should go up there with D'Amico Ryans. He should go up there with D'Amico Ryans and stand next to him, and when Coach gets done, let Will have some words. I mean, it's that powerful. And that's why the defense is in great hands. That's why the team in general is going to be fine. But when they break up and the offense goes to the offensive meeting room and the defense goes to the defensive meeting room, who in that offensive meeting room is going to be the one that holds people accountable? We absolutely know that Joe Mixon will say it and do it, and he's a force, right? Is Nico in that same range? Does he have the ability? Because even if he can try all he wants, if he doesn't have the ability, it's going to fall flat. Does C.J. Stroud really have that ability to lead in that manner? I don't know. I don't know. But to your point, this is the year offensively where I think we're going to have to find out. As you said, no Steph Diggs. No Laremy Tunsil. I think the view... It better be. Dalton Schultz better be viewed differently. Shaq Mason is no longer here. Yeah. You got a lot of youth over there.
On the offense, it should be CJ.
Absolutely.
And Nico clearly there.
But you can't.
Maybe right now it is mixing. Maybe as you say, maybe it is.
Well, you just don't like think like you just don't. It can't like shoulda, coulda, woulda, like expectations can't. The timing, like all that stuff. But when to this day, hell, most of the listeners, at least ones that are involved on text line, YouTube and Twitch and all that, I mean, y'all listen as much as we do. When you hear Nico Collins step to the podium, when you hear D'Amico step to the podium and talk about Nico Collins, do you get the same vibe that you get when Will Anderson steps up there? Do you get the same vibe that you get when Petrie steps up there, when Azeez Al-Shaair steps up there? Do you get the same confidence, the same feel of, hey, man, this position group or this side of the ball is going to be held to a certain standard, a certain bar, set a certain level high? I don't, right? So... like, do they have it or do they not? That's the question. Yeah. I think they're leaders. I don't think that they're not leaders.
You're talking about to the point of.
I'm talking about build around, win because of, hold other guys accountable, type of get down. I know Will Anderson has that. I know Petrie has that.
Yeah.
I know Azeez Al-Shaair has that. I think Danielle Hunter has a certain level of watch me play and get raised to my level, right? I think it's a different story offensively with Nico and CJ. Those are the two guys.
I guess Titus you would throw in.
Titus ain't got a
chance. I'm just saying that the guys that have
Titus
been
ain't
there,
got a chance. Dalton ain't got a chance. Joe Mixon is already there. But again, now you got a guy, Joe Mixon, that's not on the field on third down. You know what I mean? And he's been injured a few times. So it's like it's the two that are on the field every damn down is 12 and 7.
Yeah. Someone texted in a good thought. Maybe Christian Kirk is somebody that can add some of that, a veteran
maybe,
that's been around.
Maybe. Yeah. But again, depending on
what you know who they want it to be.
Yeah.
We know who they want it
to be. The opportunity is there for C.J. Stroud to be the MF-er, to be that dude, to take this thing over and this be his team. We all want it to be CJ's team because of how talented he is and how great of a guy he is and how the organization has embraced him and how D'Amico has anointed him. Like, we all want it to be his, but is he capable of taking that the team over the same way Will Anderson has?
As we're talking about, do you think these guys, Nico Collins, he specifically spoke over the weekend at his camp talking about leadership is the next step. Got to be able to lead these guys. Got to push. He was talking about his receiver group because there are a lot of young guys around. I got to push them. They got to push me in taking that next step. And we've talked about it with CJ on the offense, and we looked at it. They've cleared the way. Like, of the veteran guys, I would say with the exception of Azeez Alshire and Mixon, most of them are more lead by example types, which clears the way for, hey, let them roll and
the other part of that too, Ron, is the guys you mentioned, because you're spot on. The guys you mentioned are also huge fans of Seven. Yeah. They're huge fans of CJ Stroud.
That want you to.
It ain't like they're guys that are out there like, hey man, get the hell out of the way. You know, this is my squad. This is or don't, you know. No, I mean, they are huge fans of trying to boost him to get him to do those.
And guys that those other guys don't have to, that can feel comfortable not having to defer to.
Yep.
Right. There's some about like, yeah, man, Diggs has been around for a long time. If I'm Nico, or
it's easy to sit back and let him handle it.
You know, and look what he's doing with Tank and all.
Yep.
Yeah, you can see that. I wonder if you agree with this. Somebody from the text line real quick. Your offensive leader can be no one but the quarterback if you have championship aspirations. Name a team who has won it where the offensive leader was not the quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's a great point if we're just talking about championships. I mean, if you break it down to where
maybe Russ.
When Brady won seven. I mean, so he's in three quarters a third of the championships we're talking about. And again, that's why I'm so the point that the texter's making is, you know, it is something that it's a talking point right now with the Texans, is because it I don't know if it's I'm not, I don't think that Trent Dilfer was I don't think Trent Dilfer and Joe Flacco and all those guys
I bet I Trent don't, was a leader on the offense.
No, I think they're leaders, but I don't they're not why they were winning. They're not.
No.
But you're right. They were. I bet they were some of the top.
Think about that offense, Jamal Lewis. Yeah. I bet you he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, look, it's a good thought. It's a good point.
It's a fair thought. Yeah.
That's why the conversation is relevant, right? Is that it's you got to do more than just play well. You got to do more than just put up good numbers. There's a bar that needs to be set on the offensive side of the football, and now it's whoever sets that bar, that position is there for the taking. Who's it going to be?
All right, we've got a big an answer to. One of the biggest stories, the things we were going to be watching throughout the show, we got an answer to that, and we'll tell you what that
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, Ford. America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Eddie is coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, Astros will take on the Kansas City Royals coming up the next few days. By the way, me and Tyler, we'll be out there tomorrow. Or no, Wednesday. I'll be out there tomorrow with the fam. But we'll be out there checking it out. Should be a fun series as they played earlier in the year. I believe, yeah, the Royals took 2 of 3 last year when they played in in Minute Maid. Maybe it feels different if it's Daikin now. But last year when they played at Minute Maid, they swept the Royals 4 games in a row, and then my hair turned blonde.
Yeah, it did.
I mean, that took a long time to get out of there.
I mean, it took a lot longer than I anticipated.
Went long, and then it went into the tips. Then they wouldn't go out. Then I just had to cut them. I just had to get them to cut them out. Cut that thing down.
And you broke my heart and started the show today by saying we can't run back.
Yeah, man, it's over. Yeah, no bets. Wifey yesterday, Mother's Day, said on the way to church, no bets. Not doing that this year.
Not this time.
That's all she asked for Mother's Day, huh? Just don't go dyeing your hair.
Yeah, she made that very clear. But I will say,
must not have been a Cisco fan.
I think she would have done platinum. That dirty blonde that I damn near orange that I went for, that was maybe not her favorite. But some some news though that we were going to be monitoring throughout the show, and that was, what's going on with Jose Altuve? Because I am not going to lie to you. And Dana Brown was on the flagship yesterday talking about Altuve, and I'm not alone. Now, some of y'all may call me a hater or whatever, but you know good and hell well, anytime you hear them jokers say something positively, it looks good, injury-wise, you're a little nervous. Like Dana hit this with, Altuve, much better. I'm thinking maybe in 48 hours he should be fine. Getting back soon is definitely on the radar.
Makes us all nervous.
Just like they said about Yordan a couple weeks ago. Nah, I don't need no x-ray.
Bistros ain't loyal.
He's all good. Day and a half later, that joker was on a plane back to Houston on the IL.
Jordan.
Getting an MRI. So, when they said that, I was a little nervous. But the lineup is out today, and Altuve is at second base, batting second. So, he is back in the lineup today after missing 2 games. Tight hamstring. Said the hamstrings a little tight, missed the last 2 games, but he is back in the lineup tonight.
Really, really happy.
Yeah, batting second. And me too. Obviously I'm pulling for who I'm pulling for, but I do want to see Jose Altuve at the game. It's always fun to go to the ballpark and see one of the greatest to ever do it. So good to see him back in the lineup. And the Astros, listen, that would have been to have him and Alvarez out of the lineup. That would have been a tall task. All right, and it's good to see him still back in that lineup because it feels a lot better. I know they had some success. Really, the last 2 days offensively, as they put up 9 runs on Saturday, trying to come all the way back, and then obviously yesterday, But you don't want to go too much without Altuve and Yordan in the lineup together.
Now that Altuve's playing left field, boy, that hamstring may be a little bit more of an issue if it ever gets serious. So it's you lose your left fielder, you lose one of the top two hitters on the team, and obviously one of the leaders. It'd be a problem if he went down and it wasn't just a little strain of the hamstring, if it were more than that.
And I would say I think it's even a better sign that he's going right to the field. Right. They could have. Now, Victor Caratini is the DH tonight with Yiner Diaz catching. They could have very easily put him in at DH and just said, hey, we're going to slow play it. But they're putting him at second base and putting him in the field where, you know, you'll really get that hamstring tested. So they must feel really good about where he is right now.
Yeah, I mean, hell, absolutely. Playing him in the field when you could have DH'd him, there's very little to no worry about that hamstring.
Yeah,
that was hopefully it doesn't bite him in the ass.
Yeah. So good for him tonight as they look to try to get this win tonight against the Royals. The other injury update is, I'd say, right on brand with the Houston Astros, and that's Yordan Alvarez. Yordan Alvarez, obviously we know he is on the IL with that hand issue, inflammation in his hand. And also on the flagship yesterday, Dana Brown. This was Dana Brown's take on Yordan Alvarez. With Yordan Alvarez, it looks good that he could get back here at least before the Rangers series. So the Rangers play the Astros on Thursday. They will play the Royals the next 3 days. He said it looks good that he could get back here at least before the Rangers series. The captain, Joe Espada, his response is, Alvarez is now able to grip a bat and could hit off a tee tomorrow. I mean, maybe I'm tripping. Maybe I'm off. Those just sound like two different takes on where these guys are.
I kept it real as a
You are not tripping, no.
One hit, they could get him. He looks good, and they could get him back before the Rangers series, which would mean the Royals series. And the other is able to grip a bat now.
Yeah.
Hit off a tee tomorrow.
One says we can get him back inside of 3 days. The other one said he may hit off a tee tomorrow. You know the one positive with this, Ron? Is we now know it wasn't Dusty Baker. I'm going to tell you, clearly it's Dana Brown and the manager of the Astros. It seems like there is on the injury front, most organizations put that at the top of things that they handle with some kind of consistency and some kind of togetherness.
Maybe they're all in this meeting together. They're all getting the same report.
Yeah, no, I mean, it doesn't seem like it. Seems like Dusty, Joe, and Dana Brown all got different reports. So, yeah, I mean, it doesn't surprise me one bit.
No, that's a good call, because I thought Dusty was always just being like,
fair.
Close to the vest,
yeah.
The HIPAA stuff.
Yeah.
But my man said he's gripping a bat. It could hit off a tee.
Yeah.
Which lets me know, how do you know if it's looking good? Like, if he's just now hitting off a tee, according to the captain, how do you know it's looking good? And we've said this before, Clint, it is so wild that they can be what appears to be so far apart on the same thing.
Well, the baffling thing to me is that it's, because both guys are just saying what they believe. I don't think any of them are lying. I mean, are trying to throw the other under the bus. But like the thought that there is clearly in baseball, there should be a daily 15-minute, whether it's a Zoom phone call or meeting in person, of hey, people that are going to talk to the media. Hey man, here's where we are with Altuve. Here's where we are with Alvarez.
Especially if you know you got some sort of a hit. Right.
Which they do every damn.
Well, Dana knows his is coming each week, and Joe knows his is coming damn near every day.
Yeah,
we got to be on the same page.
No question.
Right.
The head trainer, the GM, and the head coach should have it could be a 5-minute call. I mean, it's a 3-minute call every day. Here's where we're at, just in case any of you guys talk to the media, so we're all on the same page. Here's where we're at.
And again, this isn't Brendan Rodgers who we're talking about. Mm-hmm. It's your time flipping out,
man. It's the only damn chance you got. It's the only chance you got.
It's the weirdest thing. I don't know who to. So who are you more likely to believe? Are you in more of the Dana camp, or are you in the more of a hitting off the tee?
No, I think Espada. I think Espada knows.
Yeah.
Like, I doubt very seriously that Espada's got it in him to go against the general manager.
I'll believe anything any of them say.
You don't think either one of them?
That's hell the no. truest point, right? Best hey. Point, right?
Oh, yeah. It's probably a little bit of this that Espada says, a little bit of that, of what Dana says, maybe nothing.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It could be Jordan saying, man, I've been hitting off a tee for about a week.
Hey, Jordan's going on.
Jordan's checking in with Dana Brown instead of Espada. Yes. That'd be a hell of a deal.
I was just saying, it's like, are they literally getting two different? Is there a trainer having fun? Like, all right, let's come up with two different. Let's come up with two different things.
It's the damnedest thing, because everywhere I've ever been at any level, like, injuries was the one thing. Like, don't talk about it. Yeah. It's got to get it right. Whatever gets out of the building's got to be right. Yeah. Not with these guys.
They get it. All right, coming up. Weekend's best, weekend's worst. We'll get to that.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That coming up next.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You can join in on us as well. We each do it Monday, our weekend's best, weekend's worst. Everybody gets a weekend's best, weekend's worst. And let's start with the best. Tyler Milner in the building. Who gets your weekend's best over the weekend in the sports world?
Man, I think I got to go with starting arm for the Astros in yesterday's game, Ronel Blanco. Obviously, we all saw what happened with Lance McCullers. Was not ideal. A lot of runs in that first inning and Lance's start. And something like that can very quickly kind of demolish your bullpen for the games to come, those games that week And you needed something strong from Ronel Blanco. He went out there, gave you 8 innings. Only the first time he's gone more than 7 innings pitching for the Astros in a start outside of that no-hitter that he threw last year. So Ronel went 8 innings, only gave up 2 hits, 0 earned runs, 1 walk, 11 Ks. My best of the weekend's got to go to Blanco because he may have saved that bullpen for the Stros the days coming.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know O'Neill still had that kind of performance in him. 11 Ks and everything. Like, yeah, he was
strong.
And to the point you made, they need it. They needed help because they didn't need it. Because he has been a, what, 5-inning guy?
Yeah.
That's pretty bad. He's been like a 5-inning dude.
Probably on average,
and, yeah. And they needed that. They needed that big time. So, yeah, that's a solid one.
He went 8 innings and didn't allow any of those runs. And, I mean, that just brought his ERA down to 4.04. So, it hasn't been a tremendous year for Ronel Blanco, but that was an outing they needed.
No, he's been fighting it. Yeah, Ronel Blanco, well-deserved weekend's best. Who's your weekend's best, Clint?
The state of Texas, baby. You know what they announced this weekend?
That's every weekend.
You know what they announced? Good point. You know what they announced this weekend?
What did they announce?
We're getting a new team.
What sport?
Banana ball.
God bless Texas.
Banana ball. We're getting a new team. The Texas Tailgaters. I'm just getting wind of their logo, too. It seems like it's going to be a pretty solid logo. I'm excited about this. Have you boys been to a game yet? A Savannah Bananas game yet?
I have not. I see it a lot, but I have not.
Yeah, I've seen clips, but that's about it.
They put 70,000 butts in seats in the Titan Stadium.
I believe it. They've been making them some money with that thing they got going with the banana ball.
Well, they're expanding, and they've got teams. There's two other teams other than the Savannah Bananas, and now there's three other teams, and it's the Texas Tailgaters. They'll be opening, I think, up in Frisco coming soon.
Ooh.
So, yeah, the state of Texas, baby. I'm into this. I've been meaning to go see a banana ball game when the Savannah Bananas came through. I be honest with you, I dismissed it, as y'all are right now. I dismissed it until I had some friends go check it out. And the next time I spoke with them, they were on cloud nine about it. They're not easy to entertain.
Yeah, my friends that have kiddos, they swear by it. They say it's a hell of a time going out there to those games.
2-hour time limit. You know exactly what you're getting in, getting out. It's fast paced action the whole time. So it's kid friendly, obviously. Now they got a team with a little Texas twist to it. So, I'm here for it. So, the state of Texas, man. It's the sporting world in the state of Texas. I'm going to at least give it a chance.
I'd rather us be getting a hockey team in Houston, but it is your best.
Yeah, you know,
weekend.
That's interesting. I don't even think it's Houston. I think it's just Texas. I don't know.
Where do they play their...
They're in Frisco, which is Dallas area. San Antonio, the schedule has so far. They've got one more somewhere else, but I can't remember exactly where that's at. But I think it's just a Texas team. I don't think they're necessarily Houston or Dallas, which would be the smart thing to do, is just be Texas-based and travel the state.
Travel the state. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. What's your best of the weekend there, Ron?
My my weekend's best is Rafael Devers, who is now the AL Player of the Week.
No.
And fresh off of, I mean, you talk about digging your heels in. Old Devers is. Now they want him to play first base. I'll be honest with you. I'm not saying Devers is right. I kind of understand where he is coming from now.
No.
But my man said, nah, doc. Nah, no. They don't need me to play first base now. Nah, you told me my glove was put up. Said, I think something's up against the president or whatever has something against me. You know what they did? They flew everybody's ass to Kansas City where the Red Sox were to have a sit-down meeting. The owners, the general manager, the president, Cora, they all had a sit down with Devers. Following that sit down, Rafael Devers went 6 of 7 with the home run, 5 RBIs, 2 walks. On Saturday, the day after they met with him, he did not get out. He was 4 for 4.
He got the wake up call. Huh?
He had no wake up call. He said, "I'm up. I've been up. This is on y'all asses." He hit a ball to center field. It still is going. Right now. I mean, he hit it to Fellowship of Christian Athletes that's located right behind the damn stadium. That ball never happened. And he stood and looked at it. And then he took that play first base and shoved it right up their ass to the AL Player of the Week this week. So I give my best bet, even though he's probably not being the greatest teammate of all time, but I give my best bets to Rafael Devers for sure.
Hey, he's in a bad spot, Ron. He's in a bad spot.
No, I'm telling you, Clint, I know how people say, oh, they pay you all this and that, you should do whatever. I'm just saying, I understand where he's coming
from. Yeah, he's in a tough spot.
They done told him to put his glove up, and now they want him to come play first base.
Yeah, now go play first base and DH. They're just yanking him around after you know, he thought he was in a beautiful spot, and many people that cover baseball thoroughly year-round thought he was in a really good spot.
He is waiting on an Alex Bregman IL stint.
Well, I mean, look here. Good. Hey, Bregman ain't never been more thankful for that, for not having one of them Astros slow starts in Boston, which I didn't see his numbers yet. I'm sure he's not still as hot as he was.
I mean, it's pretty close. All right, what's your let's start with you, Clint. What's your weekend's worth?
Derek Carr.
Damn it.
The news dropped. Did that drop Friday or was it Saturday?
It was over the weekend.
Anyway, just Derek Carr. Look, I'm not a huge Derek Carr fan. I thought he was a guy that would take a team to a Super Bowl. Unfortunately, he never did it. After the way things went south in Las Vegas for him, I was looking for, forward to him hopefully rebounding and having at least a couple of good years in New Orleans, so he didn't leave the game with a bad taste in his mouth. But you hate to see somebody go with an injury due to injury, and especially with the kind of money that he has left on the table. Even though I'm sure I didn't see what is the guaranteed amount, but I'm sure it's 30 some odd million left on his contract, so he'll be fine.
Yeah.
But to see him have to bow out at least this season, it's never a good day to see that right there, man.
No, it's tough. It's tough.
Hopefully he second opinions this thing and it's not necessarily career ending, but right now it looks like it is.
Yeah, so Derek Carr done there, and as you said, man, both of his stops just didn't ended funky for some reason. Both of his stops. All right, I'm going to go and do mine. We'll save Tyler's for last. I'll do mine. My weekend's worst is Charles Barkley. If you missed it, Charles Barkley, they asked him why Jokic and the Nuggets were struggling after they lost game 4 at home to OKC. This was his response.
I think two things. Number one, I thought what the NBA did to them was unfair. Making them play late Friday night, then an early afternoon game, I thought that was unfair. I truly believe that.
Both teams had to do it, though.
Yeah, but they got more depth. They got a much OKC got 12 players.
Well, play Denver, more guys.
That's on Denver. And they're younger. But also, Denver has never addressed their backup center situation or their bench. I think that's one of the things that hurt them last year. Because he gave out a gas last year against Rudy and Big Cat. So I don't think it's fair to blame everything on the Joker. But he has not played well, and I think he's wearing down.
Oh, hell no. I know Charles didn't just give the best player in the world an excuse of, oh, they played Saturday, or they played Friday night and made him play Sunday in the afternoon. Hell no. I know you ain't doing that, Charles. Hell no. No, you ain't never gave no other star, and I know there's one in my mind that I can bring in my head that came up. You would never do that for James Harden. You would never do that for KD. Now he's tired. He's tired. That's it. I know a 40-year-old man that played on a Friday and a Saturday 2 weeks ago that you didn't give that to. I cannot believe he did that with Jokic. Oh, it's unfair. It's unfair with the league. You are one of the main ones talking about these guys are soft. They need to play We played 82 games. Now Jokic can't play the day after?
Well, I tell you, Ron, he's making excuses for the big fella. But his observation is spot on.
Oh, of course. No, I mean, I'm not that, saying it ain't big, true.
I don't know about how – I don't know how often it happens. I know I turned that game on, and that big joker, no pun intended, that big joker looks like he is having a hard time. I mean, it's still first half.
Yes.
And it looks like he's having a hard time getting on the floor.
That happens with some of the great –
Hey, man. Wow. I was like,
that happens.
Wow, what is going on here?
Yeah, he's
And then he hits a running three, and I was like, well, yeah. I guess he's not too bad.
Let Luka labor up that court like that. Nah, it's gonna be, he need to get his ass in shape. No, they didn't get that excuse. All right, Tyler, what's your end is here. What's your weekend's worst?
Yeah, I have a feeling a lot of folks in the Drive family will concur and agree. It was an easy pick for me. We talked a little bit about it in the first hour of today's show, but whoever just these trash human beings are making death threats and the like to Lance McCullers Jr. and his family, or any athlete because of a freaking game, just be better. Just be better, man.
That's all you had. I know it.
It's sickening. It's sickening. So I thought the weekend's worst was having to hear that from Lance and everything he's dealing with after that rough start. Be better out there. Stop being a clown. Don't be a troll. And definitely don't be threatening people's lives and their children's lives.
Yes.
Trash human beings.
Yeah. Yeah, Lance knows he's got to perform better, but your ass... What you got coming up in the fourth?
Well, we're gonna dig into that trash ass human being that that Tyler Milner was just talking about, Lance McCullers. We do need to discuss, boys, the outing itself. Nobody needs to be threatened, but we do need to discuss the outing itself with Lance McCullers. We'll break it all down and cuss and discuss next.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.